I am here at the Epsom Downs Racecourse for a lunch event for the QEF. And joining me from the Queen Elizabeth Foundation is Karen Deacon, the Chief Exec. Thank you very much for joining me. Now, this autumn lunch event is raising funds for projects such as a new mobility service and neurological music therapy. Can you tell us more about how far those projects have progressed and what your goals are for the future?
So we support 10,000 people a year at QEF, and it can be a child who needs them in some independent movement for the first time through what we call a Bugsy, which is their first powered wheelchair, which you can't get on part of the NHS. So that's mostly for children under the age of about 6 or 7. We're well advanced in that, and we're actually just trying to provide to more children than we do now. In terms of music therapy, it's established, and we've got funding for the first year, and we want to continue to do that. And in terms of our mobility services, we support 7,000 people a year throughout most of the south of England, and there's always a waiting list, so we always need more access to more mobility services, and we can increase people to become independent again.
So what sort of hubs do you have set up around the area in order to help this help more accessible?
So the big centre is in Carshalton, but our hubs are in Leatherhead, in Southampton, in Worthing, the Isle of Wight, various places in Hampshire, and we're actually extending out now. So this is what the project means to us, is that we can actually make it more accessible for people to come and travel to and get to, because it actually gives people for the first time, or for other people to keep them independent, which is really important too.
And with regards to funding, in specific terms, what can this funding or public donors' money go towards right now?
So our independent movement for children, our Bugsy wheelchair, is completely free to the children that use it, and it's not funded in any other way other than fundraising. So we're completely reliant on fundraising for that project. In terms of mobility services, some people will get access to it through the Department for Transport. They do fund some assessments. There's quite a long wait, but it doesn't set up the building. So what it does is increase the opportunity for people to go, because we can increase the places we go to provide it. So that's what it really does. And music therapy is absolutely completely fundraised. So it's not something that's funded by anyone else. And it makes a real difference for communication.
And do you have any specific stories of a child that came to one of your centres and received help and had their life changed around?
You know, the best thing is to go for any of the assessments. When you look at one of the children in the first time in their Bugsy, and we have special seating to support them. Some of the children are even using ventilators, and we attach the ventilator even within their wheelchair. These are children that haven't been able to play with their siblings, who haven't been able to move around. And for the first time, actually start to be quite naughty. It's absolutely brilliant. And you can see them actually driving into things. And the best story I had was a mum I spoke to in January, after she'd had the assessment and her little one had had the wheelchair in, I think it was about October. She said the best thing was he kept knocking the Christmas tree down. She said, but before he couldn't move. And he said, now, she, it was great. She said, I actually saw him being naughty and playing with the other children, being able to go out into the garden with the others and actually joining in. So those, you know, that's a gift that's just amazing.
That is. And final question, in terms of public policy and funding, what would you like to see change to make mobility and independence more achievable for disabled people, not just across the southeast but across the UK?
So I think, you know, there is obviously a limiting funds, and there isn't a public pot that will go everywhere, but it's becoming tighter and tighter. So they'll fund less and less centrally. So we are reliant on fundraising to support that. I think that's sad, but we have a part to play in that. And I think that challenge on those funds now. Everybody wants the same pot of money. People are surviving. Stroke survivals has improved phenomenally, but it isn't. People aren't surviving without an injury or a disability. So they need help. They need help to make sure that we don't put further pressure on the public purse by disabling them further. What we need to do is to make sure that we work together with the public purse to make that money spent very wisely and as far as we can. And where we can make the difference, the children that don't get wheelchairs, that makes a real difference to their independence and their ability to even get to school. So it is about everybody working together and not working in silos.
Thank you very much, Karen, for your time. That was Karen Deacon, the Chief Exec of QEF, talking to Radio Jackie News in Epsom.